This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire, Wayne Allen Root. Things are so bad in Kabul, Afghanistan, that I spent most of the first hour talking about Kabul, Afghanistan, which is rare, because lately I've spent my entire show talking about COVID, and the COVID vaccines, and the enveloping Nazi, communist, Soviet communist-like nightmare, dictatorship, tyranny that's enveloping our country. So I actually got off it for a while, but I'm going to get back to COVID in this hour because there's so many new developments about COVID as well that you need to hear. But let me start with surreal footage showing trapped Americans pleading to be let inside the Kabul airport. During a press conference today, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who in my book is one of the most horrible people in the entire world, this is a guy who wants to root all white extremism from the military as his number one objective, which means white Republicans. You're just a racist for being a white Republican. And even though you're the greatest fighter in the world, and even though we need guys with balls, not guys with vaginas who think they've got balls because they're transsexuals, we need guys with balls who could fight a war. And you show me a guy with balls who's macho, who has testosterone, who's a great fighter, who's a great patriot, 100 out of 100 times he's a Republican conservative. But they don't want that in the military anymore. They want transgenders who are undergoing psychiatric treatment and hormone therapy to be guarding America, these sick people. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, a maniac, but he made a stunning admission today on the situation in Kabul, saying we don't have the capability to go out and collect large numbers of people. While he was responding to the avalanche of criticism aimed at the White House and the Pentagon for essentially abandoning to the Taliban tens of thousands of local Afghan translators and staffers who spent years helping U.S. and NATO forces, the further alarming reality remains thousands of Americans are trapped in and around the Kabul International Airport. A CBS News foreign correspondent just posted a video showing the chaotic situation as Americans are trying to access the airport under extremely dangerous circumstances through barbed wire and blockaded military checkpoints. One woman is heard screaming and pleading with the American troops standing on the other side of the blockaded north gate to the airport, screaming, "Get us! Get us! Get us!" After Monday's events, which saw thousands of desperate Afghanis flood the airport runways, making it nearly impossible for aircraft to take off and resulting in multiple deaths, U.S. troops have closed off and barricaded whole sections of the airport. At the same time, the unbelievable overnight scenes of desperation unfolded. Over at the Pentagon briefing, Secretary Austin said, "All of this is very personal for me. This is a war that I fought in and led. We have a moral obligation to help those who helped us, and I feel the urgency deeply." Oh, my God. Right. Meanwhile, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman also issued remarks specifically addressing reports that Taliban militants are blocking all outside access to the Kabul airport. "We are engaging directly with the Taliban to make clear we expect them to allow all American citizens, all third country nationals who wish to leave, to do so safely and without harassment." The scenes are heartbreaking. Families are trying to get out of the country but aren't on the list for flights before with British soldiers who have no choice but to turn them away. People are so desperate to escape the Taliban, they're passing babies and kids to the gate. Parents are handing their babies to people trapped and stuck in a no man's land. between the Taliban and the U.S. military perimeter, making it impossible to go anywhere. The Washington Post is reporting thousands of U.S. citizens trapped in Kabul with no ability to get to the airport as Taliban soldiers go door-to-door searching for Westerners. They're reaching out for help to the Washington, D.C. area. Help! The Taliban is coming! A young Afghan woman is heard tearfully pleading with U.S. soldiers on a video clip. The Taliban is coming. Help! These people are they're going to be raped and tortured and murdered. And the United States under Joe Biden is going to do nothing. And as I stressed in hour number one, because I've said this for, since the day Biden took office. So however many months that is, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and now August. For the last 9 months, I've said Taiwan is in such danger. China's going to invade. They know he'll do nothing. They'll know it. They know it. He will never stand up to them. This is such a terrible situation. And, you know, you look at the polls and the American people are now deciding they'd like to change their vote and vote for Trump. But it's too late. This brain-dead sock puppet with dementia is your president of the United States. He doesn't know what he's doing. And he's put all these Americans in danger of dying, being raped, or held hostage for years to come. You thought Jimmy Carter was bad with a couple of hundred Americans held at the embassy. What if they're going to hold 10,000 Americans? What if they just murder them? Or if Biden takes a chapter from the Obama book, if I was the Taliban, I wouldn't murder them. I mean, I might murder a few. These people are crazy, bloodthirsty maniacs. But I would take 10,000 of them hostage and demand billions in payments from the U.S. government like Obama gave to the Iranian mullahs, otherwise known as terrorists. So they'll just hold them for hostage and, you know, they'll rape them and torture them and starve them and deprive them of human rights and civil rights. And they'll do that for 3 years till someone hands them over, you know, like $100 billion. And Biden will do it because that's the power of the paper tiger of the United States of America now. We're a joke, a laughing stock all around the world. Here's Linda writing in. Wayne, this is a game changer for the Biden administration. There are Democrats and Republicans of all races stuck and abandoned by Biden in Afghanistan. How does the mainstream media explain that to their loyal listeners? They cannot defend you this time, Taliban Joe. Well, they'll try, believe me. And if you look at the latest polls, even though America in general is turning against Biden, it's mostly because of independence changing. Republicans have always hated Biden and think he's a brain-dead sock puppet. But independents are now coming to our side. But Democrats aren't changing. They're still, you know, like somewhere in the neighborhood of 90% pro-Biden. And, of course, they blame this on Trump somehow. Let me tell you something. Getting out of Afghanistan, all of us wanted to get out. I supported Trump's decision. I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination in 2008 and wanted to get out. It's how you get out that matters, not getting out. We were always going to get out. We should have gotten out a long time ago. When I ran for president in 2008, that was 13 years ago. I said, get out. What are we doing there? Why are we wasting another precious American life? That was 13 years ago, but I didn't say get out and abandon everybody there. I didn't say pull out the military and let the people be slaughtered by the Taliban. My God, as President Trump pointed out moments ago, this is Dunkirk. How are we going to get him out? Scary time, scary situation. And before I get back to COVID, another scary situation, and the vaccine, a scary situation. Let me just stress a story that shows you how many people are flipping. Republicans flipped a Connecticut State Senate seat, and we mentioned this, you know, with Josh Manning of Western Journal in the last hour. But Republicans flipped a Connecticut State Senate seat last night in a district Joe Biden won by 25 points in Tuesday night's special election. Republican Ryan Fazio defeated Democrat Alex Gavanter Tuesday night in Greenwich, Stamford, and New Canaan. I mean, I come from an area not far from there. I know Greenwich, Stamford very well. I've never been to New Canaan, but I used to spend a lot of time in Greenwich and Stamford. And this was a huge win. It was the first flip of a state legislative seat in a special election by either party in 2021. This Democrat, Alex Gavancher, was very liberal. And this is Connecticut State Senate District 36. Again, let me stress, a district Joe Biden won by more than 25% in 2020. I'd love to know what the real issues were on the ground. Despite what the liars in the mainstream media say, the country is not on board with the Democrat Marxist agenda. With real election integrity, voter ID, and limited absentee ballot voting, Democrats will lose in 2022, at least what this article about the victory says. In June, Republicans flipped a mayorship of McAllen, Texas. It's a border town of 140,000. It's 85% Hispanic. And Hillary Clinton won that county by 40% in 16, Joe Biden by 17 points in 2020, and Republicans won the mayorship of the biggest town, McAllen, in Hidalgo County. So there's been two big elections that are canaries in the coal mine this year, and both of them show big Republican upsets in Democrat districts. So good news there. When we get back, there's a lot of news to tell you about the vaccine. And things happening. A U.S. Navy commander sounds the alarm on mandatory COVID vaccines for all military. He says it could create a national security crisis. Duh, you think? People are dying left and right, not of COVID, of the vaccine. The deaths are piling up. If you vaccinate completely healthy United States military members in their 20s and 30s, all of whom have zero chance of ever dying of COVID, and they all start to get neurological symptoms and heart attacks and heart inflammation and blood clots and strokes, you're going to kill the readiness of the United States military. That's obviously the plan, folks. China owns Biden and the White House. They're trying to destroy our country. Take the guns and weaken the military.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Always remember, you can contact me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I get all my best thoughts and all my best ideas and all my best commentaries from all of you, my fans. I just expound upon it. You give me an idea, it's a sentence long, and I write a, you know, a 700-word commentary. But it's your idea that inspired it. I'd love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot, R-O-O-T, at gmail.com. And then, of course, my website is RootForAmerica.com with all the hottest and latest news stories and commentaries you need to hear and videos you need to watch. RootForAmerica.com. And then you can find all my reactions, I call them root reactions, to all the latest news of the day. And it's all available at Parler, at Real Wayne Root. Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, at Real Wayne Root is my handle there. Or Getter, G-E-T-T-R, brand new site. I've already got 5,000 fans there in a very short period of time. Jason Miller, the founder, was a number one executive, you know, top official for Trump. And he was on this show talking about Getter no more than a month ago. And I had just joined, and I've already got 5,000 fans, so that was quick. So join me at Getter, at Real, at Wayne Root. It's at Wayne Root at Getter, and it's at Real Wayne Root at Parler. A sponsor of this segment of the show is Patriot VPN. It's a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your Internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and Internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Cyber criminals, government, even your own Internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Your personal information, Internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day. but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA, right here in Las Vegas, actually. For business, personal, or family, three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only $6.95 a month. You heard me, $6.95 a month. Use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com for virtual private network, patriotvpn.com. So if you want to understand tyranny, if you want to understand communism, if you want to understand fascism, check out New Zealand and Australia. It's just incredible what's happening there. There's a video on the internet of youths in a park in Sydney. I think it's Sydney. It could be Melbourne. It's in Australia, one of the big cities. And the police are pepper spraying them because they don't have masks on. That'll teach you. Open your mouth and suck on some pepper spray. And choke to death. If you have allergy, die. Because you don't have a mask on outdoors. That'll teach you. You won't die of COVID, you'll die of pepper spray. Sydney coronavirus lockdown is extended and the fines increased. This is over a few people with COVID. In New Zealand, they just closed. The entire country was locked down because one person has COVID. Stay-at-home orders in Sydney, its home state of New South Wales, were extended on Saturday after a record number of daily coronavirus infections in the region, which just goes to show you they've been in lockdown for, I believe, 7 or 8 weeks over almost no one sick. And now more people are sick because lockdowns don't work. They make people stressed out and sicker and suicidal and addicted to drugs and opioids. You idiots. As part of the extension, anyone caught violating stay-at-home orders now faces fines of up to $5,000 Australian. The fines are now increased from $1,000 to $5,000. We have to accept, says the New South Wales Premier. That's like a governor in America. This is a governor of the Sydney area. We have to accept this is the worst situation New South Wales has been in since day one. And therefore, it's the worst situation Australia's ever been in. This is the biggest lie, scam ever told. The worst in history. It's the flu, you idiot. And if you gave people ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine plus zinc, they'd all recover quickly. 99% of them. As it is, it's a 99% survival rate. So the Sydney lockdown is to go beyond the original August 28th to end date. They were considering easing restrictions as they neared the end of their nine-week lockdown. 9 weeks they've been locked down. But it's become increasingly unlikely the lockdown will end as planned because more people have COVID. And four new deaths were reported just the other day. Four! In a country of millions, four people die, and they're probably all over the age of 80 or 90, and you're locking down a country, and this isn't communism?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he did not see a better way to get out of Afghanistan. Speaking to ABC News, Biden was asked if the U.S. exit could have been handled better in any way.
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look.
There are reports and images of the Taliban stopping people from going to the Kabul airport to escape, but Biden insists they're cooperating, letting American citizens get out. The president was then asked about the images that show the chaos at the Kabul airport.
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move this more quickly. We have to move in a way in which we can take control of that airport. And we did.
The Biden administration is telling nursing homes to vaccinate their staff against COVID-19 or risk losing Medicare and Medicaid funding. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we've got caller Brady in Las Vegas. We'll get to him in just 1 second. Let me just mention my book is for pre-sale. Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. We finally have an answer. People keep telling me, Wayne, you're the greatest I've ever heard in my life at identifying the problem. But what's the solution? Well, I've always given solutions on this show. I've given more solutions than any host in America. I gave more solutions to President Trump than anyone in America. He didn't listen to a lot of them. He listened to some. But here's a great solution. This is my 15th book, most powerful of my career, and this is the solution. This is how we fight back. If you go woke, we will make you broke. I hired a staff of people, and they did the research, and they called up 116 big companies that are woke and liberal and spitting in our face and peeing in our face and telling us it's raining. And disregarding and disrespecting and ignoring conservatives and or just being offensive and telling us to go to hell, even though we buy half their products or more. And I got the names of the CEO and the chairman of the board and the email address and their phone number and their physical address. And now you can bombard them and hound them for years to come at a moment's notice. Open the book, get the phone number, and make the phone call or send the email or send the letter. And let them know that we exist and we're never buying from you again. Go screw yourself. This is how you take down corporate America. This is how you boycott corporate America. This is how you protest corporate America. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book available for pre-sale as of today at Amazon. I mentioned it for the first time yesterday, but it wasn't actually available for pre-sale yesterday. It just went up on the page for the first time yesterday while the show was ongoing. So I was so excited I told you all about it, but it didn't say anything about how you order it. And I just went on there now to make sure, and yes, you can order it. I just ordered one for myself. Wayne Root, the author for Wayne Root. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. Go get a pre-sale order right now at Amazon. It comes out September 16th. It'll be delivered to your door on that day. And the minute you get it, you can start making phone calls to, I call it dialing for dollars, to destroy the corporate morons who are destroying us. It's time to turn the tables and destroy them. If you go woke, we will make you broke. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. All right, we've got a caller. What is it? Brady in Las Vegas. Brady, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. How you doing?
Fantastic. What's on your mind?
Hey, I don't know if you heard, but behind the scenes, quite a few people that have been giving me calls of what Joe Biden's doing. And he's working with the people that are being held at Guantanamo Bay. He wants to trade the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay for all the people that he left behind in Afghanistan, all the Americans left behind, the 40,000. He wants to trade prisoners of war for people that he left behind. Have you heard anything about this?
I haven't, but it sounds like Biden. It sounds like Obama. Remember, Obama did it, and the five people that he let go for that terrible Bowie Bergdahl traitor, who we didn't even want back, those five people are among the group that is taken of the Taliban that have taken back Afghanistan and are now ready to hold our people hostage. So that's how, you know, it's never a win to give up terrorists. Never. Because they come back to haunt you and kill you. So this is a very bad situation.
You know, and another thing is, too, the Taliban five it was that was released under Obama, now released under again under Joe Biden. And just, 2 days ago when the Taliban overrun Kabul, they let about 50,000 of the other prisoners out that we had in Kabul. So everybody in the last 20 years that we've been rounded up and stuck away in prison, they're all getting released. All the ones here in the United States are getting released just like they released 80,000 in California. You got to ask yourself, what is going on?
Well, I know. I don't have to ask myself. It's a communist takeover of the United States. And the Democratic Party, I love to call them, not Democratic, because they have nothing to do with democracy. But they love criminals and illegal aliens, and they want to give them voting rights so they can outvote us every time. The good people of America always vote Republican and conservative, and they want to outvote us with bad people. So it's really that simple. All right, thank you, Brady. I also want to let all of you know that word is out that Kamala Harris is quietly going around. This is a rumor, but a strong one from someone who's been right about quite a few things in the past, on the money. So smart guy with accurate stuff. And he says Kamala Harris has been so quiet lately because she knows what's happening in Afghanistan is a debacle. And she knows people are going to get killed, and she knows someone's going to get blamed, and she doesn't want it to be her. And she wouldn't stand behind Biden at the press conference to answer the questions about Afghanistan. You'll notice she was conspicuously absent. And that's because she's going around to cabinet members asking them to invoke the 25th Amendment against Joe Biden. What's interesting about that is, while I agree it would make her president, what a terrible conflict of interest. She wants him out because she'll be president of the United States. She's not doing it for the good of America. How absurd. She's doing it so she can become president. She's, of course, the most incompetent person to ever, you know, move on to be president of the United States. Doesn't have a single thing on her resume that she did other than lie on her back. But this is the America we live in now. You know, she was the lover of a married man, Willie Brown, downtown Willie Brown. And he was the most powerful politician in all of California. And she was a young woman just graduating from law school. And she, you know, she freed Willie. She freed Willie. Make the noise of an unzipper. You have that noise on the radio? Free Willie! And from that point on, she got government jobs and political patronage jobs in California, and that was how she built her career. She built her career on freeing Willie's Willie. That's the story. So it's really a scary thing that these are the people running our country. And third in line is Nancy Pelosi, which is no better. But really, you know, Joe Biden's the worst president in America's history. That much is true. And Kamala Harris is the most incompetent person that would ever become president of the United States. Nobody voted for her. She got zero in the Democrat primary. Zero. She dropped out before the first vote because nobody liked her. But, you know, this is the country we're living in now. You know, Chris, you've got that tape available of the Jack Morris situation. So Jack Morris was a pitcher for, I think, like 14 years for the Detroit Tigers. Long time, great pitcher. I think he's in the Hall of Fame, isn't he? I think he's a Hall of Famer. And he's certainly in the Detroit Tigers Hall of Fame. And he's an announcer for the Detroit Tigers. And he said the most innocent, funny little thing on the air about a Japanese batter and what to do with him. We're going to play it for you in a second. This got him indefinitely suspended as of last night's game, which means he's fired. He's lost his career because he made fun of the accents of Japanese. Go ahead, run it.
Now what do you do with Shohei Ohtani?
Be very, very careful.
You walk him.
That's it. That's what he did. Be very, very, very careful. You know, making fun of a Japanese accent. How many Japanese people were watching that broadcast in Detroit, Michigan? 12? 5? 1? This is America today. If you make fun of one person's accent, and it's the most unimportant group in the world, how many Japanese are in Detroit, Michigan, listening to a baseball game, watching a baseball game? Nobody. But you've offended one person, and the Japanese American Association probably called up and said, he must be fired. I could have said that in an accent, but then I get fired, so I'm not going to do that. Is that really fireable offense in America today? Of course it is, but it's hard to believe. But everybody's already forgot that there was a guy who was the announcer for the Sacramento Kings NBA basketball team. Everybody's already forgot this. And this guy had been their announcer for like 20 years. They probably paid him $500,000 a year at least for 20 years of an NBA broadcaster, and every player on the team knew him and loved him. But there was one guy that hated him. Radical, liberal, African-American basketball player who wanted to go after the announcer. Is Brett Napier the announcer, you're saying, or he's the basketball player? Because I've... Okay, so that's the guy who got fired. And this was like, you know, during the height of Black Lives Matter last summer. And one of the basketball players wanted to get him in trouble and texted him, and or maybe it was a tweet. I think he tweeted him and said, you know, at Napier, what do you think of Black Lives Matter? And the guy answers back and says, well, of course I support it. All lives matter. Every life should matter. That got him fired. because all the black players got together and said, oh, he can't be the announcer for us anymore. We won't play if you don't fire this guy. What? It's insane. What's wrong with the answer? Of course I support Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. I don't want anyone to ever get killed wrongly. What's wrong with that answer? Nothing. What was wrong with Jack Morris did? Well, by the way, that answer was much better compared to Jack Morris. Jack Morris was bad compared to that answer, but that answer got him fired at Sacramento Kings. So, you know, look, what's happening today is incredible. You know, as a kid growing up, remember, I'm a Jew, and I grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, a couple of Irish guys, but 90% Italian, and went to an all-black high school. And everybody made fun of me as a Jew, and they called me the K word, and they made comments about Jews and the quarterback. Who hasn't heard those jokes, those vicious jokes about Jews? And I laughed at them, and I hit them right back with an Irish joke or an Italian joke or a black joke. And they laughed, and we all became friends. That's the problem with America today. If you can't take a joke, get the hell out of my sight. You don't fire people because they tell a little joke and it was a bad joke. To talk in a Japanese accent is not even a good joke. It's a stupid joke. But he did it for what, five words? How silly. So what did he lose? Probably a $500,000 job over a few words with an accent. Our country is filled with weak snowflakes. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on, any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on, and you know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge, say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and tell him that you are a WAR. Buy one, get one free.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
You know, I don't normally read other people's shtick, but I'm going to read you other people's shtick because it's really funny in this case. Chuck Muth is a Nevada GOP activist, and he has written such a funny Abbott and Costello routine based on the infamous Who's On First that depicts what Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has decided, that if you want to attend the Las Vegas Raiders football game, you have to be vaccinated. So here is the Chuck Muth skit. Why can't I come into the stadium? Why not? Well, because you're unvaccinated. But I'm not sick. It doesn't matter. Well, why does that guy get to go in? Because he's vaccinated. But he's sick. It's all right. Everyone in here is vaccinated. Wait a minute. Are you saying everyone in there is vaccinated? Yes. So then why can't I go in there if everyone's vaccinated? Because you'll make them sick. How will I make them sick if I'm not sick and they're vaccinated? Because you're unvaccinated. But they're vaccinated. But they can still get sick. So what the heck does the vaccine do? It vaccinates. So vaccinated people can't spread COVID? Oh, no. They can spread COVID just as easily as an unvaccinated person. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Look, I'm not sick. Okay. And the guy you let in is sick. That's right. And everybody in there could still get sick even though they're vaccinated. Yes. So why can't I go in again? Because you're unvaccinated. I'm not asking who's vaccinated or not. I'm just telling you how it is. Never mind. I'll just put on my mask. That's fine. Now can I go in? No. But I have a mask. Doesn't matter. I was able to come in here yesterday with a mask. I know. So why can't I come in here today with a mask? If you say because I'm vaccinated again, I'll break your arm. Take it easy, buddy. So the mask is no good anymore? No, it's still good. Then why can't I come in? You can't. Why not? Because you're unvaccinated. But the mask prevents germs from getting out. Yes, but people could still catch your germs. But they're vaccinated. Yes, but they could still get sick. But I'm not sick. You could still make them sick. So then masks don't work. Masks work very well. So how the heck can I get vaccinated people sick if I'm not sick and masks work? Third base. That's what's going on in this country. These people are mentally ill. There's something really wrong about Steve Sisolak. He's a mentally ill governor. Just like Gavin Newsom is a mentally ill governor. Just like Christine Whitman is a mentally ill governor. Just like Andrew Cuomo, mentally ill, sexual harasser, and he killed thousands of old people. And because Nevada is this backwater state that nobody seems to care about and no one seems to notice, I live in it, I love it, but other people don't even know it exists, they think it's a joke, nobody ever focuses on this state. Our governor banned hydroxychloroquine, the one thing that could have saved lives, and now they're talking about how many people died from COVID in the last 17 months. They wouldn't have died, quite possibly, if you gave them ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak, as Dr. Zelenko, my guest, often says. So the one thing that could save their life, they won't let you get in the state of Nevada. So isn't our governor a murderer, a mass murderer, just like Cuomo? Of course he is. These are ignorant people who know nothing about science or medicine, making major healthcare science medical decisions that impact people's lives and result in masses of dead bodies. But nobody in America cares about Steve Sisolak. No one knows Steve Sisolak. No one's ever heard of Steve Sisolak outside of Las Vegas or Reno. Nobody in the world's ever heard of this guy. So he gets a pass. Well, Governor Cuomo is called by many people a mass murderer. And, of course, he got a pass because it doesn't matter how many old people you mass murder. Nobody cares. But if you make a comment that's sexually offensive to a woman, fired. End of career. Ask Jack Morris about that one. One comment out of your mouth, words, is worse than killing people, murdering people, sending contaminated, diseased old people back to a nursing home where they can get everybody sick and they all can die. And you know it's happening and you do nothing about it. That's not as bad as a bad word that offends somebody coming out of your mouth. That's what's so absurd about our society. And, of course, it also depends on the color of the skin of who says the word. Because Jack Morris said something, the Detroit announcer and former Hall of Fame pitcher, said something that offended Japanese people by just making a little accent. Play what Jack Morris said one more time, please.
Shohei Ohtani.
Be very, very careful.
You're walking.
That's it. You're fired for that. But now Stephen Smith, who's black, offended Japanese people, and guess what happened? Nothing. He didn't even get suspended, let alone fired. Play what Stephen Smith said.
I don't think it helps that the number one face is a dude that needs an interpreter so you can understand what the hell he's saying in this country.
So if you're black and you criticize a famous baseball player who's Japanese that doesn't speak English, that's okay. But if you make, because you're black. But if you're white and you make fun of the accent of a Japanese person in like a three-second riff, you're not allowed to apologize and just go on? You're fired? Stephen Smith was able to go on. When you're black, you get away with it. When you're white, you know? And this has been going on for far too long, man. Far too long. We got to stand up in this country. As my father used to say, sticks and stones can break your bones, but names can never hurt me. Actions speak louder than words. Fire people over a really racist action. But don't fire people over a stupid joke. Don't fire people over a word. How ridiculous. But they don't fire people over a word. They fire white people over a word. No one fires black people over an offensive word. Only white people and Republicans get fired over a word. When are we going to stand up and fight back?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.